Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning. I guess that's the kind of show we're going to have. We're going to have a morning show. Good evening, everyone. So happy that you could join us in the Punch Bowl tonight. We're in for another amazing show tonight. I'm really happy about it. The last time that I did a show, not the last time, but the second for the last time, what I did was is I really talked about the questions that people ask me the most asked questions. And that's what I talk about. And I think tonight I'm gonna pick up on that. But before I do, let me introduce my co-host and producer of the show, the Sharifa. How are you tonight? Are we here?
We are here.
Oh, well, how are you tonight? It's just like everything went quiet. Everything went quiet on me. I thought we had an engineering deal here.
No, not tonight. Not yet.
Well, you know, I'm Dr. Fraser Crane, and I guess you're Roz. if you watch Fraser.
Yeah, Fraser. I was going to say, not Seinfeld, Fraser.
Fraser. So tonight I'm Dr. And your Roz, I guess, would be the equivalent, right?
Right.
So was that helpful the other night when we talked about the things that people ask us most? I think we should pick up on that tonight as well. What do you think?
I think we go wherever the conversation goes. That's what we've been doing, and that's what's been working for us.
Oh, that's what we've been doing, and that's what's been working. We're going to go where the conversation goes, right? So
that's right.
So here's another big question that I've been – I think I get asked this question at least five times every day, at least five times. And that question is, how do I watch my stock after I purchase it? I get asked that question so much, so often, and it's really a real interesting question that people want to know. How do I watch my stock? Because people are used to, by and large, watching stock go up and down, watch it go up and down, watch it go up and down, correct?
Correct.
Right. So, but they don't really understand the dynamics of that. So I think we could take a few moments and talk about the dynamics of why the stock goes up and down, right? And then how do you watch it? So the thing I tell people right now is, first and foremost, when you're buying stock in Punch TV Studios right now, you are buying the IPO. You're buying during the IPO. You're buying during the IPO, period. So that's a different kind of thing. And what we're doing, typically, you don't get a chance to be a part of the IPO. Typically, the investment bankers buy up the stock before it begins trading. And when they buy up the stock, then they, in turn, turn around and sell it to the public. And so you're not – and then they call that the IPO. That's typically how – the IPO works, right? But what we're doing is that we have placed our investors in the position of the investment bankers. So since they're in the position of the investment bankers, they're able to prosper in a way that investment bankers would typically prosper, right? So when people sell their stock, they have the misnomer that they're selling their stock back to the company, but that's not what happens. When our company begins trading, right, because right now we're in the IPO phase, but at some point we're going to begin trading. At some point, people are going to be able to, you'll be able to sell your stock, right? And when you sell your stock, you're not selling your stock back to the company. That's what's important to know. You're not selling your stock back to the company. When you sell your stock, you're going to be selling your stock to another investor. And this particular investor, when he buys the stock from you, actually now have to pay the retail price for the stock. So, and the retail price is going to be whatever the price the stock is trading for on that day. That's the retail price of the stock. So whatever the stock is trading for, whatever that dollar amount is, whether it's $5 per share or $20 per share or $100 per share, $1,000 per share, $20,000 per share, doesn't really matter. Whatever the stock is trading for, that's how you watch the stock go up and down, because the stock is now at that point trading on Wall Street. Does that make sense, or do I need to break it down more?
No, it makes perfect sense. I mean, it definitely makes perfect sense. I mean, when you explain it the way you do, it makes it easy for any layman to understand, and I appreciate that effort.
Yeah, so when people buying the stock in the IPO, and the stock is a dollar a share. So when you invest your $1,000 in the company, or your $500, or your $10,000, or your $5,000, or whatever you invest, right, that money is going to the company. So when you invest in the IPO, the thing to remember is that the funds that are being raised in an IPO, that money goes to the company. Right? Now, when you sell your stock, that money goes to you, and another investor is buying the stock. I don't know if I could break it down any more than that. I don't know if there's a more simpler answer to this particular equation than that, but I get asked that question so much, at least 5 times a day. And I just want people to really understand that. And I'm going to say it one more time just for clarity's sake, right? Just for clarity's sake, I'm going to say it one more time. When you buy the stock during the IPO and you actually purchase your shares, that money goes to the company. When you sell your stock, that money goes to you. So, for instance, if the stock is, so for instance, if you bought the stock at $1 and you sell your stock at $10, the $1 goes to Punch TV Studios, and then the $10 goes to you as the investor. So so you would have made a $9 profit. But when you sell your stock, that $9 that you made in profit was because you sold your stock to another shareholder. Now people are going to say, well, how do I sell my stock to another shareholder? It's part of the system and the way that the system is set up. So the system is set up so that, and that's why you go through broker-dealers. So the system is automatically set up so that there's somebody buying the stock, and hopefully there's somebody selling the stock, and that's called making a market for the stock. And so what we've done at Punch TV Studios right now is that our next step after we close out the IPO is then to make a market for the stock, and we make a market for the stock by using investment bankers and using those kinds of people to help make a market for the stock. So we're going to use four, we're going to hire at least four different investment bankers as market makers, and then those investment bankers are going to help make a market for the stock. And because of the success of the company, that's where it really boils down to the success of the company, and that's why I tell people that we're going to earn a half a billion to $1 billion in revenue by year three, or 3.5 years from the close of the IPO, that we're going to earn half a billion to $1 billion in revenue. And the reason why I'm really pushing for that, and I'm going to build a team that pushes for that, is because then the market makers, which are the investment bankers that we're going to bring in after we close the IPO, the market makers will be able to make a market for the stock, and there will be a demand for the stock. And the more demand there is for the stock, the higher the stock price that drives up the price of the stock. If there's no demand for the stock, the stock will tank. If there is a demand for the stock will go through the roof, and you don't know where it's going to land. You just don't know. Now, a lot of times people think that stocks are based on mathematical equations, and so Wall Street has come up with mathematical equations that say a stock should be worth this much or that much. But really, the only real equation to this is if people have confidence in the company, and if people have confidence in the company, they will buy the stock, they will hold the stock, and they will sell the stock at a premium to somebody else who wants to buy. And the people that will start bidding for this stock, instead of them doing what's called shorting a stock, they'll overbid on the stock to get portion of the stock if they believe that the stock is at a value-added price. And that's something that, to break it all down, to make it make sense, that's something that I want people to know. I really want people to know that. Of all the shows that we've done and all the guests that we've had on our radio show, I think tonight this is one of those shows where this little bit of information that I have given you right now is so powerful until it's incredible, especially when you are a part of an IPO, especially when you're a part of the IPO, because you get to buy into the company while the company is on its way up. You get to buy into the company while the company is really doing its driving and hard. Now, what happens is, once a company becomes mature, so you take a company like Warner Brothers, for instance, that is a mature stock company. You follow me? Meaning that the company has been around, their revenues are pretty much where the revenues are going to be. They're going to do these certain things every year, and you can pretty much count on the revenues of this particular company. But that also means that because you know that this company is going to generate this much revenue, there's not a lot of upside to the company, you know that stock is pretty much going to be an $80, $100 stock, whatever it is, in that way, because it's not a lot of upside to the company. Although it's a successful company, although they have lots and lots of shareholders, although all those things have occurred for the company, but it takes a lot now that company to turn a profit. So when you're in the public world or you have a publicly traded company, the idea is you want to generate a 22% return per year. That's the idea. So as a CEO of the company, I want to make sure that if we made, and I'm just using this as a round number, if we made $1 billion last year, next year we're going to make $1.22 billion. The year after that, we're going to make 22% more than that. The year after that, we're going to make 22% more than that. So you take a big company like Time Warner, for instance, and I'm just using it as an example and for no other reason. You know pretty much they're going to generate $11 billion in revenue. you know pretty much that it's going to take something really, really special to do that. And it becomes harder when you're generating $11 billion or $30 billion a year in revenue to then grow your company by 22%. It's harder to do that. But when you get to be a part of an IPO, you get to be a part of that whole process of a company growing at 22% per year. And that's how you can kind of base your stock price on that. Was that too much in one go?
No, not at all. I mean, it's information, and that's what people want is information.
Yeah.
So I always defer way too much information, even if it is, as opposed to too little.
Right. And so that's how it's done. So those companies have to merge with other companies. Those companies have to buy out another company. Those companies have to do, such as Time Warner did the AOL deal. It had to do a deal like that just to say to its shareholder base, hey, we're growing. We're making it happen. We're doing it. You see what I'm saying? So they have to do it. And AT&T has to buy a DirecTV to say to its shareholders, hey, we're growing. And look what we've done. We now have revenues from DirecTV. We got the revenues from the telephone company. We're going to add the internet revenues. We're going to add all these other revenues, which is going to bolster or support the stock price of that particular company. Now, one of the other guys who did it really, really swell, who I think did it really, really well, and people honor this guy all the time, is Berkshire Hathaway, because he really worked with his initial investors. If you were in one of Berkshire Hathaway's initial investors, that guy, Warren Buffett, really worked with his initial investors. He really took time to educate those investors. He really took time to really get them to understand the vision that he had for the company long, long, long time ago. So that's why those shareholders now, it's hard to buy Berkshire Hathaway under $200,000 a share today. It's hard to do that. But he's gone out at the same time and made very good acquisitions because his shareholder base has empowered him to do that. And he's made a lot of multimillionaires because of what he's done for Berkshire Hathaway. And that's one of the things that we try to do as CEOs of public companies, is that it's not so much that the CEO becomes a billionaire. It's more that how many multimillionaires can I make? How many multimillionaires, or just say millionaires, period, how many millionaires can I make at Punch TV Studios? Back in the day, people used to talk about Henry Ford. You heard of Henry Ford, a Ford Motor Company. He's the founder, right?
Yes.
And they asked Henry Ford, and they said, Mr. Ford, how is it that he had 100 millionaires working for Ford? Henry Ford had 100 millionaires working for him. So they came and they asked Henry, they said, Mr. Ford, how is it that you can have 100 millionaires working for you? How were you able to achieve that goal? And he says, that's a simple answer. And it says, well, please tell us because we want to do this too. And Henry Ford said, the reason why I have 100 millionaires working for me is because when they started working for me, they weren't millionaires. They became millionaires as a result of working with me and helping me to build this particular company. So one of the things that people don't talk about when you talk about Warren Buffett, and this is just one of those things, and you talk about Berkshire Hathaway Company, and you don't talk about the number of millionaires that he was responsible for making. And because he made so many millionaires, he became wealthy himself. And that's the same concept that we're bringing to Punch TV Studios. The concept that we're bringing to Punch TV Studios business, it's not about us. It's about how many millionaires can we make. And I guarantee you that if I can make you a millionaire, And if our company can help make you a millionaire, I guarantee you that my next business that I want to buy into or the next company we might want to look at, you will support that 100 and 200%, 110, 150, 100, and 200%. So that's why at Punch TV Studios, we're going to have educational things so that our shareholders can be educated on what it is that they are investing in, what it is that you are a part of, what it is that you have been blessed to be a part of. Now, I had a guy call me yesterday, and this is true. I had a guy call me yesterday, and this is true, 100% true. And he says to me, "Mr. Collins, I invested $20, and I want my money back." I said, "You invested how much?" He said, "I invested $20, and I want my money back." I said, "You've got to be an idiot." He said, "What?" He said, "Why would you say that?" I said, "You have been afforded the opportunity to be a part of a company and an IPO. You have been afforded to have $20 and take your $20 and to be able to invest in our company, the only company on Wall Street giving urban Americans a chance to become wealthy, which is who we are for urban America, period. And you want your $20. I said, "Well, why do you want your $20 back?" "Well, I read some stuff on the internet that I just didn't like." I said, "Let me tell you something about that internet. When you're in the stock game, people write stuff on the internet for their own reasons. They write stuff so people will believe what they write on what's on the internet because they might be trying to buy the stock that you own." He said, "What?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "So they're going to write good stuff and they're going to write bad stuff, because whether you buy stock or whether you sell stock, people make money buying stock, people make money selling stock. But if you want people to shake you up, they think they can get your stock from you cheaper than where you would sell it for before." And I said, "I want you to understand, just because we set the stock price at $1 a share, that doesn't mean that we're a cheap stock. It means that we are inexpensive so that you would have an opportunity to invest in our company and you will have an opportunity to be a part of something great." Can you imagine that conversation I had to have with somebody? Can you just imagine that?
I definitely cannot imagine that conversation.
No, $20? No, he was shocked. He was in shock when I finished. He said, "I'm sorry." Now, I told him, I said, "Now, I need your support, because I don't have time to sell another $20 worth of stock. I need you to hold your stock, and you're going to hold this stock for 3.5 years, and at the end of 3.5 years, you'll be able to sell your stock if you want to." And he said, "Okay, Mr. Collins, I'm with you. I understand what you said." I said, "Don't think you're going to come out here and ain't nobody going to say something bad about you. Don't think that ain't going to happen. They say something bad about everybody. They said Michael Jackson was in love with a monkey. You know, they said all kinds of stuff bad about people. They're going to talk about you. The thing you got to worry about is when they're not saying nothing at all about you, then you got a problem. But as long as you're doing something great, you know, the people are going to talk about you, and they're going to say bad things about you, and there's going to be some people to say good things about you. And now that we have the internet, they're going to say they can blog whatever they want, but just because you read something on a blog, that don't make the blog true." You know, and I had to tell them, "Do you not know that the person that wrote that blog, we sued that person and we won in court?" I said, "Look that up. That's at the Superior Courts in Los Angeles. We sued the guy for slander. We sued him for what's the other word it goes with
defamation.
Slander? Slander and defamation. And we won. We won in the Los Angeles Superior Court. So we haven't, you know, so when you read that stuff on the internet, you cannot believe everything that you see. You just can't believe it. You can't." And he said, "Oh, Mr. Collins, I'm so happy that you explained this to me. I'm with you. I'm with you." And I said, "Now that you done took my time, I need you to go get me 20 other people to invest $20 because you done sucked up all your investment now with me on the phone." He starts laughing. I said, "Oh, no, I'm serious. I need you to go get me 20 other people to invest at least $20, $50. I told him $50 because you done sucked up all my time and your investment is gone." He said, "I don't understand." I said, "Yeah, it takes time for me to sit here and talk to you, explain all this to you for $20. when this is not only a blessing for Punch TV Studios, this is also a blessing for you, and this is a blessing for the urban community. I said, "Nah, well, how long are you going to take before you get these other people?" He said, "I'm going to go right to work on it, Mr. Collins. I'm going to go right to work on it." I said, "Oh, thank you." So when you're a part of an IPO, you are a part of something special. You are a part of something that is that we as urban Americans have been locked out of capital markets. They don't want us in capital markets. I'm just telling you just like that. They don't want us in capital markets the way that they didn't want black people to ride in the front of the bus. If you got on the bus in the 50s and the 60s, you had to get your behind to the back of the bus. Well, that's where we are in capital markets. We are in the back of the bus. And it's now time for us to seek economic freedom and ride in the front of the bus and empower ourselves economically, empower ourselves financially, and empower everything that we're doing about our lives so we can operate from a standpoint of wealth. And you don't have to be a drug dealer, and you don't have to be all those other kinds of things to be wealthy. You can be a hardworking, legitimate person that made some good little investments, and next thing you know, your life is set for life. You are set for life. You know, that's what I want to get at. I want people to really understand this. It's to my benefit to help each one of our shareholders become a millionaire. It's to my benefit. So let me show you how we're going to do this together. Let me show you how we can take our few little pennies, put our few little pennies together, and we're going to rub them pennies together. We're going to execute an excellent business plan, and we're going to make multimillionaires out of a lot of shareholders. That's what I'm after to do, and it benefits me to help you become wealthy, as it does with any other CEO. I'm just breaking it down for you. Most CEOs, they don't take this time of public companies. They don't take this time to break this down for you so you will know beyond any shadow of a doubt the job of a CEO of a publicly traded company is to make me wealthy as a shareholder. As a shareholder, that's their job. It's not their job is to make the shareholders wealthy, period. There's no other job that has to be done by them. Now, if that means that we're going to shoot this movie and this movie is going to come out and this movie is going to make XYZ money, great. That's just for this year. Next year, we got to figure out something else to shoot and make XYZ money so that our shareholders can be happy with the performance of the company. Then our shareholders are going to have bragging rights, right? It's going to be the equivalent of going to the Lakers game. You're not in the nosebleed section, you down on the floor. And when you're on the floor, you got bragging rights. Just like you see, what's the guy's name at the Lakers game? Everybody see he's there every game, Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson is at every Lakers game. Everybody knows that's Jack Nicholson's seat. He's on the floor. He's got bragging rights, right, because he's down there. Well, Punch, you're going to have bragging rights because you're going to get a chance to be a part of a company that's going to be an amazing media company. And 3.5, 5 years from now, your friends are going to be trying to buy in, and they're going to have to pay a very high price. I have no intentions of allowing our stock to be a dollar stock. This is just to empower ourselves. This is just to empower our community. This is just to get done what we're trying to get done. So let's take a quick break, and actually we're going to take a 2-minute break. And we'll be right back after these messages twice.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. 410-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
All right, we are back in the punch bowl. Where are we right now, Sharifa? Who's in the punch bowl tonight?
We have a couple of different guests tonight. We have Ms. Carmen Winston, who is joining us in the punch bowl. Are you with us tonight, Carmen?
Yes.
Well, good evening.
Thank you.
Hi.
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 What brings you to the punch bowl?
Hi, yes. Yeah, my name is Carmen, and I am in the process of having a Stanford, in my youth foundation is called San Fernando Valley Youth Program, and what I'm trying to do is empower youth in my community.
Oh, that's cool.
Fantastic.
How are you trying to empower them? What are you doing?
Well, basically what I've already put on two events in my community. One was a vision board event where I had youth come out and I had magazines and vision boards ready for them to just to make sure they know their vision and purpose in life, because some kids don't understand. They need to implant that right now at their young age. So when they get my age, they'll understand it's time. It's time for them to understand that they need to know their destiny and their purpose in life. Even at the age of 8 years old, because time flies.
That it does. It flies when you are having fun, and that's what we're doing tonight in the Punch Bowl.
Yes.
So with your organization, is there a website? Do you have a website,
yes, I do.
Social media, anything like that?
I do have a website. It's called it's www.sfbyouthempowerment.org. And I do have social media, Instagram. It's San Fernando Valley Youth Empowerment also. And I'm just trying to let the kids know in the local community, even in different communities, that, you know, they could have a voice. They can use it. They can get out of gang activity and criminal activity and just to develop leadership abilities. And that's why I am trying to open a facility for them to come, do homework, have fun, and be able to learn different things also.
I think that's so awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's really, really awesome. Working with kids is so challenging, but I think it's a really good thing to be able to have that wherewithal to do that.
I have two kids of my own, and they're only 6 and 7, but I'm teaching them also, like, use your voice, and you have to understand that your destiny is very important. And you have to find it now, because when you get older, it gets harder, but you can't do it. But find it now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's so awesome.
Yes,
I think it's
it
so awesome. Completely and totally awesome. So
yes,
Go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I'm listening. I'm sorry.
So how long have you been doing this? Like, what inspired you to do this?
Well, you know, as a young child, I was always helping others with their children. And it just, even right now, I do work with children right now at my job. And it just inspires me. Even when I'm just walking down the street, I see all these young kids just out for no reason. Even when school's out right now, they're just out wandering around. And where I come in is during that time, I want to be able to help them, bring them into the facility, and to help them be better people, and just not just to be walking around getting in trouble, because there's a lot of kids right now, young ages, going to jail, going to prison, because they have nowhere to go, no guidance, and I want to help them. I want to guide them to a better path. I want to just, mm-hmm. just push them a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just give them that little push that a lot of kids need.
Well, do you think that's more discipline, or what kind of push is it?
I think it's a discipline push, but you have to really show love also. You have to push them with love, because if you push it with, like, just like, you better do this, do that, I'm going to show them that, you know, I love kids. I love everybody, and I want them to know that you're loved. And don't be afraid to use your voice. Don't be afraid to understand that nobody can knock you down for what you want to do. You have to love it.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool.
Thank you.
That is so cool.
I've been blessed.
And that is awesome.
I've been blessed. But I am doing fundraisers and different things like that. But it takes a lot of patience and time. People want things to act right now, but, you know, I learned that it just takes a lot of time. And with God's help, I know that everything is going to get where it's going to be at a certain amount of time.
So you have a facility in San Fernando now.
I'm working on getting a facility right now. I am in the process of trying to get the facility. But once I get my facility, that is my main goal, because in this area, in the San Fernando Valley, things out there, but I want to make it cost effective for parents, because it's so many, it's stuff out there, like different places, but it's expensive. It's expensive, and there's some places that don't even supervise your children. They just put you in there, and that's it. I want to help them. I want to help them grow.
I think that's really awesome.
Yes, I want them to contribute to their community.
Have you partnered with any churches or anything like that to kind of like that way you can get your facility? And I'm sure there's a lot of churches in San Fernando that would probably welcome something like that, even from an outside person who's not a member of that church. Have you thought of that? Or
I have thought about it. I was a part of a church, but unfortunately that church has closed. But I am trying to develop a partnership or with a different type of church facility, so I can help these young people, help these young men and women. Because we all need it. They need good study habits. Some kids don't have quiet study habits, and they don't quiet areas. So that's what I'm going to be there for. I know it's needed desperately in this area.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. Well, I want to encourage you to just kind of start a group on Nabuki, you know, so
on
that Nabuki? We can follow your on NABUKIE.com. I would love for you to start a group on Nabuki, so that we can kind of follow along any support that we could bring to you, that Punch
awesome.
Could bring or to help or whatever, because we have to take ownership and leadership of our youth and get them to see that, you know, there's definitely a change. But if you could do that, that would be so awesome that we follow Nabuki. I mean, that way we'll know where you are, you know, we'll know, you know, what you're doing. If you're doing an event, maybe we can come out and support and, you know, bring some cameras or whatever out and like, hey, this is what we're doing. Hey, 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 you know, that kind of thing, and really kind of be of support to you.
Oh, that would be awesome. The next event that I'm having is it's going to be for prom season. I'm actually collecting dresses right now for young ladies for prom. It's called Senior Promise Project. And what I'll be doing is giving, like, free makeup, free hairstyles, and a free dress for the young ladies for the local high school out here.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, you know, we work with a lot of makeup artists. We work with a lot of people who do that kind of thing and that kind of work. And maybe there's something we can do. Yeah, so please start a group and post your event on the Nabuki so that we can, you know, kind of support what you're doing in some way or another. And we'd love to do that. So we're going to take another.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, please do that. We're going to take another quick break. You know, Nabuki, NABUKIE.com. And we'll be right back.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
All right, so that was, she's really good. That's really awesome. She, you can tell she's got a big heart, and she has a passion for what she's doing there. So who's else in the punch bowl tonight? Okay, hello. I'm a little lost right now. I don't know where my engineer is, my producer. Am I cut off? What's going on? So I guess maybe we're still rolling. I don't know. But I hope you guys are still there.
We're here. We're definitely
okay,
we're
what's
definitely
going
here.
On? Where you at? I need my producer.
Your producer
with me.
Is
you
here.
Be with me.
Your producer. I'm moving. We're working. We're talking. It's a lot going on right now. But
okay.
What I was
what
saying is we have a very special guest tonight, because when we are looking for someone with experience or someone who has literally been there, done that, we contact one of our favorite guests, Mr. Anthony Miller.
Ah, cool. Hey, Anthony, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing extremely well. And yourself?
Doing great, man.
Can
I'm
you
glad
hear me?
To have you on the
okay.
show again. Absolutely glad to have you on the show again. You're always welcome on the show. What brings you to the Punch Bowl tonight?
I mean, tonight, I mean, I've enjoying your dialogue, I guess, for shareholders to get a real understanding about this, you know, the path or the life cycle of stock. I think that's so important that people understand that. I mean, most CEOs never have a chance to articulate that to shareholders. They really, if they can get that in them and understand that is so important, how it works. You know, I think that's the reason why most people in the urban community don't trade in the market, because they don't understand the process and how it works. And I think because it's so foreign to them, that's why they don't do. And then you mentioned about someone who spent $20. They spent more money to pay for the stock than it did to buy the stock, because they don't understand the benefits of doing it. That you can go to $20 in the slot machine in Las Vegas, or $100, and you have a short-term window and you have a possibility of making or losing your money. Whereas in an IPO like this, I mean, the odds are so much more stacked in the favor of the investor, that I think that if they really were looking and they really understood what you're saying, they would be doing a lot better, and they would really do their best to invest in this opportunity.
I agree with you 100%, and this is why I've been having really, like, I've been more tougher in my conversations with people now, because we're getting down to the end of where we're closing out the IPO. It's time to, you know, I don't want to say what Betty Collins would say, but it's time to really just like, okay, this is what we're doing right now. We have to lock this up. It's time to lock it up. And it's just a very important time for us in our company right now and in the life of the company and in the opportunities that we are creating. And a lot of times, especially in an IPO, people won't even allow you to invest $20. IPO, that to be able to invest $20, to invest $100, people won't even allow you to invest $100. They won't even allow you to invest $1,000 in most IPOs. And you couldn't even invest $5,000. They'd be like, oh, all you're investing is $5,000? That's it? It's like, that's the way that they look at it. I mean, it's not even, it's just the way the system is designed. It's not designed in the favor of the urban community in that way. And it costs us sometimes almost more to service somebody who's invested $20 than it does to service somebody who's invested $10,000 or $20,000 or $15,000. It just the cost dynamics are definitely a different kind of thing. It's definitely a different thing.
And you're 100% right. I mean, it's people don't understand that the taking the smaller investments, the servicing of that smaller investor is actually, in some cases, more than what they put in. But the opportunity that you give them to be a part of that opportunity is just so dynamic. And being early in, I'll give you another. I gave you before in one of the other times I was on your show. I remember I had an investor of mine that was an early investor in eBay, and he made a tremendous amount of money. But what he said that there's another guy that became a multimillionaire because he was the janitor, and they couldn't afford to pay the janitor the fees. So he got stock early in on eBay before they went public, and he's now a multimillionaire as well. So, I mean, just having an opportunity to be early into a stock is a significant thing. And again, I was surprised when I saw you had no minimum or no real minimum, because I would have thought that at least $1,000 would have been the minimum. Mm-hmm. But that's great that you have given people an opportunity to get in. I mean, I've had three people that I know that I've gotten them into it already, and I'm going to reach out to even more, because I just think that it's so important to just be a part of an IPO, because it's just not the common place for you to get in. And who has $10,000 or even at the minimum of $1,000 to get into a stock, and they should take the idea that this is a long-term investment, just like investing in your children's scholarship or their college. This is that kind of a thing. One thing you mentioned earlier was Berkshire Hathaway. And Berkshire Hathaway, while you were talking, I looked it up, is $244,000 per share. Per share.
And it's up $20,000. That's up $20,000, because when I started talking about it, it was $220,000, but it's $244,000.
$244 and $500 today. And again, one of the things you mentioned, and I thought the brilliance that people don't understand, that your vision is the growth, and the growth, like what Warren Buffett did, is that it's not just that you have a growth by just growing Punch TV. He created a lot of strategic alliances, and he acquired a lot of assets that are all part of your vision, where you may not have this particular attribute, you can acquire, and that's what stock gives you, the ability to do that in order to be able to move and grow your business to levels that are unheard of and unseen. And the numbers that you're projecting are all possible. You're not blowing smoke up no one's butt. All of what you're saying is real possible. It's just being able to be bold enough to try, which most of us are not doing that. And then second of all is having a vision and putting the right people in place in order to help you to reach your goals and objectives. It's pretty simple. It really is.
It's pretty simple. As complex as it is, it's simple. It's simple. It's about alliances, strategic alliances. It's about doing the deals that make sense for that company. That's what it's about. And there are deals out there that really make sense for the right company. For the right company, there are different kinds of companies. Listen, no one could ever imagine AOL taking over Time Warner. I mean, that was one of the things that was completely unheard of. I can even and Joe Levine, now Joe Levine, who people don't know, and I'm going to share this with some people. They don't know, but I'm going to just share this tonight. Joe Levine, who was the CEO of Time Warner, when Time Warner did the deal with Steve Case and AOL, because AOL was founded by Time Warner, AOL was founded by Steve Case. The CEO was Gerald Levine. And Gerald Levine is a good friend of mine. I mean, these are the kinds of alliances that you start making when you're doing this. And I talked to Gerald, like, hey, man, you know, I'm going through this, and this. What you think? Well, I don't think you should do that, or I think you should do this, or I don't think you should do that. So as far as Punch goes, we're already having the conversations with the people that are in positions on where we're trying to take the company. You know? And you'll be surprised at the people that will have conversations with you that, because of their positions, they don't mind helping you help them help you. If that makes sense in people's mind. If that makes sense in people's mind. I'm going to help you.
That makes a lot of sense.
Help them help you.
That makes a ton of sense. It really does. The fact that you're successful, a lot of people who are very successful, they like to help and lend a hand to help you climb up that ladder. And that's important to them as well, because they pay it forward. You know, I'm a part of another firm that we're trying to raise a lot of money, over $100 million as well. And part of that project is that they're acquiring, the goal is to acquire some companies that are bigger than we are.
But exactly.
Because of the way that the deal is structured, the company has goals to be a very big company through an acquisition process. And that's the one of the ways that you can reach the goals that you have by acquiring or creating alliances with folks that have some attribute that helps you to achieve your far-reaching goals.
That's what it is. And when you have stock in a company and you have the right stock price and you've achieved the correct kind of goals, you can then acquire other companies. And I've been singing the acquisition song since we started this particular process. I mean, I'm in the acquisition choir. But 3.5 years from now, that's where we're going to be. But right now, we're laying the foundation so that we can become the lead singers in the acquisition choir. Because that's how you do it. And you'll be like, well, why would some big company sell to some little company like that? They sell because their stock prices are flat. And it is the job of that CEO to improve the position of the stockholders of that company, period. And if it means you have to sell your company, you have to sell your company. It's simple. It's not even like you think about it. You just know, okay, at some point this is what may need to happen in order for me to get my stock moving a little bit. Especially if you have a successful company, you've got stable revenues, and your stock is flat. You've got to do something. You're in trouble. And you would think, wow, I got a successful company. We're making a ton of money, but my stock is flat. And you would think that's a success. But on Wall Street, it's not. You've got to keep it moving in order to be considered a success. And you're only a success 1 year at a time. It's not like, oh, we're successful today, and next year we're not. And next year we're good because we were successful last year. It does not work like that on Wall Street. And I think if people could just absorb that a little bit, it's not like that. Next year, it's like just because Kobe Bryant won the NBA championship 5 times or however many times he won it, he still had to come back the next year and try to win all over again. He didn't win the year before. And it's the same thing in the stock market. Just because you're successful today and you've made this massive kinds of things a success today. You got to already be thinking about next year, year after that, and year after that, because Wall Street rewards success, period, on an annual basis.
Yeah, it's just like any NBA team or NFL team. It's, if you're second place in the, and you, you know, they forget about you if you were, you came in second place. They want to know who won the Super Bowl. And you're right. The shareholders. I mean, one of the things you said earlier as well, that the CEO job, it has a CEO job is the fiduciary responsibility to the shareholders. Your goal, your job, your one job is to make money for the shareholders. That is what you do. That's the most important, and that should be what fixates your most of the activities that you do, and what motivates your goal year after year after year. And if you do that very well, you sustain your job, and everybody loves you, and everybody buys your stock, and everyone's happy because the stock's appreciated in value, and everybody's happy because, you know, you're reaching goals, and they're proud to be a shareholder in that company, you know.
And that's true. Even with the Walt Disney Company, we saw this huge shakeup a few years ago at Walt Disney Company. Huge shakeup. And they got rid of Michael Eisner.
Yes.
They got rid of Michael Eisner. Who would have thought you could replace Michael Eisner after everything Michael Eisner did for Disney? He took two rough years, and they got rid of him. Michael Eisner is the second CEO after Walt Disney died. Am I correct?
Yes. You're absolutely correct.
He is the second CEO after Walt Disney died. He built Euro Disney. This is what I'm trying to tell you. He built Disney to what it is today. And this guy had a few bad years, and they replaced him with Bob Iger. He is replaced. He's looking for a job, in essence. So these are the kinds of things that happen when you're not a successful public company. It's just one of those things that happen. That's one of the driving forces is revenues have got to be up. You got to hit your goals. If you say we're going to make $2 billion, you better damn well make $2 billion, or boy, you're going to have hell to pay. You're going to have these pension funds upset. You're going to have the teachers' unions upset. You're going to have everybody upset because you didn't hit what you said you were going to hit. And that's why I have. That's why we're saying at Punch TV Studios, by year 3.5, we're going to hit a half a billion to $1 billion in revenue. I'm already putting that out there, not because it sounds good, not because of any of those other kinds of things. I'm putting that out there because I know that the larger Wall Street bankers are going to come in, and they're going to want to see results from the company. And they're going to start trying to buy out all of our guys, all of our initial investors. They're going to start trying to buy them out. It just happens when you do these kinds of things. And we hit the numbers, it's going to be just a whole different story. They're going to put a lot of pressure on that stock, which is going to drive up the stock price. And these guys, they don't care what the stock price is. Just like you said today, Berkshire Hathaway is $240,500. Is that right? $244,500.
$244,500, yes.
$244,000. Somebody's buying that stock. Just because we can't afford to buy the stock, there's a fat cat out there sitting on a pension fund, sitting on a huge amount of money, who's dying to buy that stock. And they've got unlimited amount of money. Our little $50 million that we're raising with Punch, it sounds like a lot of money in the urban community, but let me tell you something. They make a movie for $100 million. The one movie with the ship that everybody went to see that sank, the Titanic, cost more than what we're raising right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so these are the things. Go ahead. I'm going to let you.
No, I was going to say, Burt's, their revenue is over $210 billion. And,
exactly.
And they, and it's built because of all of the acquisitions. They all have, they acquired a lot of revenue-generating firms. And that's what helped you to reach your goals. Like you said, you take a company that could be very successful and you add it to what you have. It's like making a cake. Okay, if I make a chocolate cake, but maybe I'm going to add a little peanut butter to the chocolate cake, and now I have a peanut butter chocolate cake. And it's still even a better chocolate cake than the chocolate cake. And maybe I'm going to put some nuts in it the next time, and I have a peanut butter chocolate cake with nuts in it. It's even better. And that's what your goal is, that you're constantly building the company to be even better than more folks. One of the things, you know, you mentioned as well, is that what happens often when a firm gets to grows and other firms want, they make a tender offer for all the shareholders' stock, and they offer outrageous amounts of money to take over a company as well. So there's, I think the early investors, no matter what, if Joseph gets anywhere near what he even envisioned, your earning potential is so immense. I think I mentioned before, I said I had a note that I said that the folks that spend $10,000 in Google stock, I think they said it's worth $140,000 today. Their original $10,000 is worth $140,000. You know, that's how it works. And that's what your goal is trying to get folks to understand the process. And that's what I think what I was more enamored when I first heard your show start, how you so eloquently explained to them the process. And it's not because you're in it. It's the process has always been in place. It's just
the process
you're
has always been in
place.
I didn't create the process. That's good.
No,
I didn't create
not.
The process.
Right.
I didn't create the procedure.
No. And the phenomenal thing is that if they get into the flow, and then I think last thing I mentioned to you as well last time, it's just the most rewarding part of us doing this business is that we help bring a lot of folks into this business sector. And if they get into the business sector, I plan to never retire, just basically. I plan never to retire. I just think this is the most amazing job to ever have. Stock and being in this market.
I agree with you. I never want to retire. I mean, absolutely never want to retire. I want to work around the world. I want to enjoy my work and do what I'm going to do. That I cannot agree with you. I cannot agree with you more, Anthony. Anthony, you've made this an absolutely amazing show tonight. I got to just tell you, it's just absolutely amazing. And I'm sure tonight we've helped a lot of people on this show. And I know that and people don't realize, and I'm going to just say this, you and I are really in the minority in the urban world. I mean,
right.
This is not like there's like 10 million people that do this. This is not even like this. It's not even like basketball, because every kid on every park bench wants to play basketball. Right. In this case, there's very few kids that even want to play this particular kind of thing. That's how rare that this is, and that's why, you know, I really appreciate you being on the show tonight. I really do. I really do. And
I appreciate you inviting me as well.
Thank you. I think we've had a pretty big show tonight. We're going to close it out here. I want to thank all of our guests. I want to thank all of our listeners. I want you to go to our website, punchtvstudios.com. Go to punchtvstudios.com. Become a part owner of our television media company. We're going to do something amazing in media, and you're going to get a chance to be a part of it. You're going to get a chance to grow, and we are going to create an amazing multimedia company in television, internet, in film development, in other areas, in animation, and in other areas. We're going to create an amazing company. I want to thank everyone for joining us on the show tonight. And be sure to, again, I want to say just one more time, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. check us out. Click the Invest Now button. There's a video on that page that could really help you out a lot and understand what you are a part of. And we'd love to have you. Until tomorrow night, we're going to empty the punch bowl now, and we're going to see you tomorrow on the same Punch TV time on this same Punch TV channel.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.